Mother, Mother Ocean, I've heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters. I was 3 feet tall. You sailed on.
Still my favorite song.
It's about the only Jimmy Buffett that I really enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know. Ever since I first heard it, it was like, okay, I got that. You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, where he says, gotta quit wishing, gotta go fishing. I mean, I remember literally I was living out of a little camping trailer up in the Panhandle and had to go fishing. I had to go back on the boats and, you know, work the nets and go fishing, make some more money because I couldn't afford a, you know, a 99 cent burger at that point. And they always feed you on the boat. So,
right.
You know, it was, okay, go back, jump on a boat, get back out, commercial fish again for a while, make some money, then go goof off. Anyway, Fishing Frank, Robert, kind of a mellow, what day is Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. It's 3/18, March 18th. 2014. Hey, I knew the year.
Hey.
And the rest of it, I'm looking over the computer going,
the rest
okay,
of it's a blur.
Yeah. What a weekend.
Phenomenal.
Unbelievable. I mean, that was...
You busted your butt.
No, it was the most fun I think I've ever had in here.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the most fun. I mean, the most chaotic, tiring. I'm beat. I feel like, you know, I'm a corn dog. I've been dipped and battered and fried. But, yeah, I'm a corn dog. Oh, God.
Nice. That's going to haunt you later on.
That's going to haunt me. I just, why did I just say that? I mean, that's like Andrew. He's mud duck now.
Yeah.
Andrew, the young man who worked here for so long, he's out doing stuff with a big tent company, and now they're calling him the mud duck.
It suits him.
It really does.
That's funny.
For such a little skinny fella, boy, he's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, he is tough. That kid just, nothing scares him. So, anyway, we're going to do a fishing report. We've been doing a lot of interviews and stuff like that. I really enjoyed Mark Nichols and Gary Loomis and Charles from Rockport Rattler and Jim from Rapala and all that. We tried to get more on. And once I quit being a moron, I figure out how to hook a cell phone up to this. We've got a lot of other interviews to do. But we got to get to the fishing report. We're going to cover the area. Fishing-wise, yes. Area covered, fishing-wise.
One thing first, though. Thank you. Because you did a phenomenal job with all this. I know everybody, all of the guys and girls that work here did a good job with the tent sale. But thank you, Frank, because you really...
I got to tell you.
Your vision, it's your vision, your baby, and it worked phenomenally well. So you need to get a good thank you for yourself because you really busted your butt, delegated things, and got it to work right. And it turned out phenomenal.
I
know you're going to be humble about it.
No,
but that's
no, I'm still thinking I was about 80% on it. I was very unhappy with what I did in the parking lot last year, you know, and I really didn't get it quite right. I was really excited about some of the stuff I did this year. I had some great, the tanks and the layouts and all that, and I really screwed up the checkouts. I just...
That was... A lot of that had to do with broken registers, too.
Yeah,
though.
But we had a lot of broken equipment.
That was a major hiccup. When you buy brand new registers and they don't work right out of the box, literally, that's kind of out of your control.
Then we had a couple of people who weren't here on time, didn't come, and all that kind of stuff. Between the broken equipment and a couple other people, it was, you know... But still, it's my fault when it comes down to it. That's, you know, this is, you know, the buck and me, we both stop in the same place.
Yeah.
But next year, I'll have it way better. There won't be any of that crazy stuff with the checkout. I've already got it all figured out. And with the line spooling, I know what we're going to do there. And, you know, the right thing to do is the money people spend in here, we need to spend making it better for them.
Absolutely.
And... You know, I mean, I got to have enough to live on and all that, but I want to, like with the casting tanks, you know, throw that money into the casting tanks, give the people a better experience.
Absolutely. That's,
I just, you know, we couldn't, we still haven't figured out how to run the simulators outside. I've got this week to figure it out because I got to do an outside event Saturday with them. But we may end up inside a building with them again. But going back with all this other stuff, I mean, I was, the coolest thing in the world is to watch the pirate crew just scatter and take over. Everybody just, okay, this is what I got to do. And they all did it amazingly. I mean, the greatest bunch of people I've ever had the pleasure to know. I mean, it just an amazing crew, and a more motley pirate crew you're never going to fight in your life. The most eclectic group of personalities and crazy people and quiet people and just all this other stuff. But everybody just scattered and went boom, and they did it. They did it all. It was just amazing. And it's surprising how well the factories, you know, all of a sudden just blend right in with the crew.
Absolutely.
So, no, but anyway, fishing report. Where are we going to start?
Well, let's start south.
Okay.
Let's do something a little backwards.
All right. Last I'm ready for backwards.
Last week we started north. Let's start south.
All right. And let's see. There is. What the heck am I doing? All right. There we go. Hang on.
Fishy, fishy.
Okay.
We'll start out right out in the Gulf and then work our way south then north and then up into
tiger
the harbor.
Tiger sharks. Got us. If you're going to the Gulf first, we got to talk tiger sharks. Weirdest year ever. Remember a few years ago we had the Mako sharks coming through?
Mm-hmm.
And now this year the tiger sharks. What's up with tiger sharks? Catching them from land, for God's sakes. I mean, they've caught some south, north, out here. They've been catching them up and down on the coast. I mean, they've all obviously been released, but
right.
Catching tiger sharks from land. Am I crazy? Was this, like, abnormal?
It's definitely abnormal. Every year there's a few tiger sharks caught, but they're so scattered literally from Tampa down towards the Keys that you just hear of, like, one or two. But in the last six weeks, let's say, I know of personally 12, you know, that were caught either from the beach or within 10 miles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's up with it. Maybe the oil spill is pushing a lot of that stuff in.
It could be, because the Panhandle has a very good population of tiger sharks that follow up every year, that follow in with the cobia migration. The Makos and the tigers move in real close up there. They catch them fairly regular from the piers and the beaches up there.
And
you know, it's not an everyday occurrence, but it's not uncommon.
But I can tell you that oil's still down on the bottom up there, and it's coming around, and absolutely, eventually it'll get down here. But only our government would say, okay, it's gone. If you can't see in a TV camera, it just doesn't exist. But you get a big a lot of massive areas still covered by oil on the bottom. You can't see it unless you're a scuba diver, you know, so it doesn't exist because sure. You can't see in a TV.
Well, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. So, but I'm not sure that Deepwater Horizon is not. I think it's kind of responsible for some of these sharks. We've had sailfish people have caught near land, and I mean close. Way closer than they ever should be. So we've had sailfish in at Trembley and Novak Reef. We've had, now we're getting tiger sharks. We had some Makos. It could be just a freak of nature, but I'm usually, when something like that happens, I'm always wondering why. What was it that, where's the catalyst, you know?
You know, the other thing, too, that could be part of it is the fact that those fish are always there, but a couple things. One, our fishermen are getting a lot more educated and spending a lot more time devoting to those particular scenarios. And two, this year has been a really gorgeous year, relatively speaking.
So until we've had you get up to the Panhandle. From Tampa north, I just looked at the water temps. And from us south, it's unbelievably nice, mellow, warm water, almost scary warm.
Right.
And then, but north of us, the temperatures drop drastically.
Absolutely.
The closer you get up to the Panhandle, the colder it is, and they've had an exceptionally cold winter. We've had an exceptionally mild winter, and that could be all it is. I mean, there might not be had any hidden ghost or devious plots.
Right. You know, and it could be that, you know, that being that it's been so mild this year, there's been more people out on the water. There's been more people going out into the Gulf. even with the gag grouper season being closed, there's still a lot of guys going out there and trying to catch gags. The snapper and porgy bite has been so phenomenal. And it hasn't been the typical blowing 30, 40 miles an hour like it normally is in January and February. We had several days where it was like that. But
days, it wasn't the whole month.
Yeah, the majority of the time it was beautiful rather than the majority of the time being crappy. A couple years
ago, we had four good days all April.
Right.
Or March. We had like four good days all March. And then this year, we've had a half a dozen bad days.
Right, exactly.
Big, huge difference one year to the next in Florida. Now, we've been talking about out there, but porgies, grunts, and the porgy bite is off the hook. And here in the triggerfish, now monster red grouper out, but the guys are going out 80-100 plus feet of water out there.
Yeah.
And but I've seen pictures of
that 35 to 45 mile mark has been sick with the big, red grouper,
big red grouper,
some nice scamp, some good porgies. The lane snapper also this year have been incredible.
Remember,
I mean, the mangs, the lanes, and the porgies have been some of the most phenomenal that we've seen in 10 plus years, I'd have to say.
No, I mean, if you're going out for dinner, getting out in the Gulf, you're going to catch a great dinner. I mean, it's absolutely just the way it is. But there's, I'm really surprised at what's happening with the fishing out in the Gulf. It's great. Mackerel, king mackerel in the Gulf of Mexico.
King mackerel.
You can go out and catch kings right now.
It's not gangbusters yet, but
it is good.
There's feasible numbers where you can go out and do it.
It is good.
And the variety of sizes is the cool part.
Still amberjacks, still Amoco jacks, permit here and there.
Cobia,
Spanish mackerel, I mean,
Bonita here and there.
What's up with the, okay, I know we were going to start south, but let's Boca Grande Pass. King mackerel in Boca Grande Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Bonita in Boca Grande Pass. Yep. This is as rare as the mahi-mahi coming in. The mahi-mahi are not here, but every once in a while they do come into the pass.
Not quite as rare. I mean, every year you get little groups that come in and out. But and there again, I think it takes into consideration the amount of beautiful weather and the boaters and the beachgoers that are seeing them and catching them, because it hasn't been blowing 100 miles an hour.
So
and crappy weather.
Maybe it just goes on all the time and nobody sees it. The tree fell. Somebody was there to see it fall.
Right, exactly.
Down to,
I mean,
Captiva
every year
Pass?
We catch quite a few. We'll catch a few kings in there every now and then. And I've seen where schools of Bonita have come blitzing through the pass, come in for a couple hours, and then move right back out. I've seen them come in blitzing almost to Cape Hayes.
You got me on that one. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I have not seen it, but then again, you know, I haven't been out on the water that much lately. Now, a number of years ago, I was out on the water all the time.
Right.
You know, I got over 3 years and hours on that one boat, my boat.
Wow.
I've stood on that boat. If you added up all the hours together and put them into years, it's like 3.5 years I stood on that boat.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I know. Old fart.
Yeah, but
but
this is going to be the year where we're going out.
Yeah.
You and I
going
are
down to Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass out along the beaches and in the pass itself. Spanish mackerel, a lot of whiting down there. Scattered varieties of sharks from bonnet heads up to bull sharks, but it's a mixed variety of stuff.
You got to be kidding me! An ant. Two ants crawled up on my coffee, and you know where they ended up?
Inside the coffee.
Yeah. I didn't know what ants sink.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm drinking it anyway.
It's good protein.
I want my coffee. Yeah, ants added a little protein.
Okay. Added protein.
Yes.
Special guest speaker, Buckethead.
Hey, Buckethead. Hey, come on over. You can join us for a minute. We're doing fishing reports. We're going to have to share a microphone here. All right.
He'll actually be able to help us with this next area all down there through the sound.
Yeah, we're doing Pine Island Sound, intercoastal area. What's the fishing like? This is Captain Brian Ball. Yay, Brian Ball! Yeah, I was too lazy to go over and get the audience the applause button going. So,
what's going on, guys?
We're trying to do a fishing report, and so far we suck.
Have you been outside yet?
Yeah.
It's not very nice out there today. It's one of those flip a coin kind of days. It's blowing. The weatherman actually might get it right, though, and it's going to clear up this afternoon, and the fish are going to eat everything that hits the water.
Yeah, I'd like if they were about half as right as Robert. And Robert says, okay, go here. This is what fish is going to be there. he's got way better than the weatherman. If they could get Robert's percentages, I mean, I'd be happy with that.
Yep.
So what's going on in the sound?
I've been catching a lot of nice trout down there still. You know, without any major red tide this year, there's still plenty of big trout around. A lot of small fish, too. Just kind of day to day. One day you pull up and the first 10 you catch are keepers, and the next day you pull up and the first 20 you catch are 13 inches. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Fishing the same areas. Just a lot of that deep water grass. I tell you, the Spanish mackerel have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anybody that doesn't like catching Spanish mackerel doesn't like fishing, because there's not too many other fish out there pound for pound that pull like that. And
oh, yeah, they're not that big a fish, but if with the right rod and reel, they're amazingly fun. And yep, some of the best eating I've ever had.
And easy for kids, too. You know, it's like, here, take this spoon or this jig, throw it out there and start reeling. It's not like you got to be a rocket scientist to fish.
But just remember, if you got two people, only keep three mackerel, because they don't freeze. They're wonderful eating fish, but it is not, okay, I'm going to put these in the freezer and eat them later. No, if you're not going to eat them that day, just let them go.
Exactly.
Down to Redfish Pass, you heard anything down there?
No, I haven't spent too much time down quite that far. Captiva Rocks is about as far south as I've been fishing.
Have you seen the tarpon down there yet?
Yeah, there's a handful. This weather doesn't help when it gets all muddied up like this. It just kind of slows down the process. But I know a lot of the Captiva guys and Fort Myers and Sanibel and all that, they're having a much easier time with bait than we are. And hopefully after this moon, we'll get some pretty weather here, 4 or 5 days, and that bait will push on up like it should have.
Yeah, the shrimp sales are unbelievable. I mean, can't even begin to imagine how many shrimp we're selling a day, because they're really, the lucky thing is you can catch fish with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually go out and you're going to get your day. And especially if you throw, you know, put them on the Rockport Rattler or one of them other ones and bounce them, get the fish to notice them.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny, you know, normally when this time of year we're fishing with a couple thousand whitebaits in our well, you know, for a full day. We're fishing right now with like 100.
Yeah.
So chumming is non-existent as far as like pulling up to a spot and chumming. It's kind of frustrating, but we're getting it done, still catching plenty of fish. People are having fun, and it's a lot warmer here than it is up north.
Did you make it here Saturday for the tent sale?
I didn't. I was working.
Yeah.
I was actually here at 6.
Why you look so burnt out this morning? You're just tired. You've been running every day, it looks like.
Yeah, it's been a push. It's early, too, so I can't complain. You got to make it while you make it, and
it's
take
like
it while you can.
Being a farmer and, you know, you're going out making hay. You got to do it when you got to do it. The cow's got to be milked. The fish got to be caught. You know, it ain't going to be here in a while.
That's right. You look lovely this morning, too, Frank.
I feel lovely. I feel pretty and lovely. Yes, I am. Yeah, we're ordering some of those. I was looking at that just to. So,
pretty cool. Realistic looking.
Yeah, it's a little heavy for its size, but maybe it'll work good. I don't know. We're going to try. We're going down. Robert, we need some Ponderosa, Sanibel stuff.
A lot of bonnet heads on the flats down there with a few black tips. The snooker's starting to move out of all those Cape Coral canals and out of the Caloosahatchee River and starting to move.
Don't get
up
too close to Robert. He's Typhoid Mary today.
You got the funk?
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit feverish.
Yeah. Slide over to this side, because, I mean, we need to give him some space. That's the only good thing about the radio show. He's way over there.
You get a bag or something right here.
Yeah. I got to put up like a plastic screen.
A little Visqueen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. Typhoid Mary over there.
The tent sale got him.
Last week. This guy worked 14 hours Monday, 14 hours Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, worked 19 hours on Friday, was back in for a 16-hour day on Saturday. So, yeah, he talks about, oh, yeah, Frank, you did good. No. No, that wasn't Frank. So, anyway, coming up inside, Caloosahatchee, heard anything, anybody?
No, not too much. I know there's pretty good big snook bite down there when you can get the bait. The guys were doing pretty good catching it off the causeway down there and running up the river. They were catching some nice-sized snook up there.
Yeah, the snook and the tarpon bite up there around the power plant has been starting to turn on a little bit more so. One guy was in here the other day. He caught a couple tarpon and snook on tilapia that he was using up there. And
they
saw a lot of nice fish, but only got a few to cooperate. But not too bad if you can get a couple tilapia and give it a shot.
Used to be the number one snook bait here when the tilapia run ran. I mean, yeah. You go out and net a bunch of tilapia and put them on, and it was all nothing but big snook.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I guess that brings us up to Matt Lachey, that area up around in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Matt Lachey's been pretty good. Again, on those deep water bars, like out towards the main channel, there's a lot of mackerel. The trout that we're catching out there mixed in with the mackerel are actually good-sized fish. Not too many peanuts out there. A few sharks, some of the bonnet heads, like you're saying. I ran a shark trip last week before this blow, and it was just black tips. I mean, we must, in 3 hours, I don't even know how many we caught, to be honest with you. Once they got in the chum slick, it was just like, you throw two rods out, you'd have two sharks on. Throw two rods out, you have two sharks on. The biggest one we got down there was, I don't know, 6 foot, something like that. The majority of them were those, you know, 2.5, 3 footers.
But
a lot of fun, a lot of fun. As far as, like, inside stuff down there, some scattered redfish, a few snook here and there, nothing too crazy.
Still some sheep's head and black drum out there?
I haven't really caught too many here recently. 2 weeks ago, I was struggling, and over towards the pass, there was just like a massive migration of sheep's head I noticed when I was running back in to pick up my people, and I went back and fished them, and they actually saved my day. We, you know, they wanted some fish to eat. They're delicious, other than cleaning them.
Yeah, a little bit hard to catch them.
I wonder,
right.
What's up with your microphone? I'm not, for all of a sudden, now I'm not getting you over there. Try it now. Wait a minute. Try it now.
There we go.
All right. Now, I've been adjusting the wrong volume, wondering why it wasn't working. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? I'm sorry, Robert.
It's all good.
Okay.
Block out Typhoid Mary all the way across.
Yeah, I mean, if we get him not to talk, he might not infect us.
I'm telling you.
So, all right. Anyway, we're getting this back together. Coming up, north end of Pine Island, Jug Creek Shoals. Anybody?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like I said, down there, that's most of the deep water grass stuff I'm fishing. Those patches out there around Boquilla and Jug Creek and all that are holding tons of mackerel. And it's not rocket science. If you got, you know, little quarter-ounce spoons or even pompano jigs, the tandem rig pompano jig, you can actually troll that, and you'll have good success with that.
I always kind of encourage people to, when you're mackerel fishing, do a little trolling, put the small Maverick golden eye on, or you know, anything like that, and just as soon as you hit one, just stop and start casting.
Yep.
Absolutely. There's also been quite a few bluefish and trout mixed in with them too down there.
Yeah, if this show had a better producer, this would be right. I keep forgetting to bring in the rest of the microphones. I gotta go down and get a few more stands mics. I think I'm gonna hang them, you know, put them off the ceiling so that they're easy to deal with.
It'd be cool. He looks like DJs grabbing them and talking and let them go. I like it.
Yeah,
like little retractable cords.
Yep, that's
nice.
What I'm going
to do. Be pretty sweet.
And let's see. Okay, I guess we're up to the Burnt Store, Two Pines up through Burnt Store.
You catch a lot of boats up there and kayakers.
Boats and kayakers.
Boats and kayakers. Yeah. It's loaded down with that. If that's what you're looking to catch, that's the place to go.
All right. Well,
a little tough up there, huh?
It's overrun this time of year. We love having everybody down here, but it's ridiculous around that area right now. I mean, between the kayaks and the boats, you almost feel guilty fishing. Just trying to find somewhere to stop and fish and not be in someone's way or have someone in your way, but it is what it is. There's still a lot of redfish, a lot of small snook, trout, a handful of pompano left on the outside of the reef, some good-sized black tips starting to show up. Last week, there was a handful of tarpon starting to show up on the bar.
Oh, yeah, we've... Oh, God, I'm dying.
Maybe I shouldn't be in this room at all.
I'm tired. I'm just tired. I mean, I've been...
Use my bucket.
No. Yes. I've been doing just long, long hours. I didn't take Sunday off. I did all last week, and we got here Friday at 5:45, left at just about midnight, was back in by 5 in the morning again, and then Sunday was... And we didn't get out till 10-something Saturday night, and then back in at 5-something Sunday, and left at 7, and... the glamorous life of the bait shop owner. Yep. You know, you're on your own business. You don't have to do any hours. You can just relax and just rake the money in, you know. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
You know,
sounds good in theory.
You know, shovel money into the truck with no effort at all.
That's right.
But we've had a good, up around the east side, all went along the east side was slow. I mean, really slow. And it's usually the hottest part of the harbor. It's back. I mean, there's fish back there again now. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, all of a sudden it just lit up.
Hearing a lot of good scattered reports of redfish out on the bar, in the sand holes, up in the bushes. Kind of a mixed variety of stuff going on in there. Snook are starting to move out of those back creeks and moving out towards the mouths of the barrier islands there. Few trout out on the bar itself, few small cobia, few pompano. I mean, it's kind of lit up all the way around. You just got to move around a lot to find them.
Now, getting up around Alligator Creek, still a few trout in there. Got some nice redfish just outside of there. Big snook back up by the marina, the Riviera Oyster Bar, there's a monster snook back up in there. A few sheephead and snapper back towards the locks and a little bit of fish. Some nice drum, decent trout still back in the Burnt Store Isles area.
Yeah, what's and some juvenile juvenile tarpon moving around up in there too.
I just had a guy, I went and spoke for the Burnt Store Isles Fishing Club, and there's two people in there that were talking about, what do we use to catch them, you know? They're everywhere, but we can't catch them. Those little guys can be finicky. Usually the smaller the bait, the better.
Rattle traps.
Yep.
Toss rattle traps. I mean, we've had rattle traps just going crazy.
No, we don't.
And, no, you got to call them. Those you got to buy direct. Rattle traps are the best bait for small tarpon. Quarter ounce, eighth ounce, the little crappie size.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that... I don't even talk about the one we had made. Did you get a chance to try one of our rattle traps yet?
Mm-mm.
We had a very, very slow, almost suspending, but, I mean, very slow sinking, twitching rattle trap. We had been experimenting with them to get this lure made because MR17 is kind of the ultimate twitching bait. I mean, you can't beat the mirror lure. But sometimes they want something just a little bit different. And as a compliment, we worked with rattle trap to get them... another lure. We got another load coming in. They're gone.
Yeah.
There's another load coming in, and hopefully it'll be here in a week or so.
And they've been productive because, I mean, we've had several customers come back and buy 2, 3, and 4 of them after using them once or twice and just been pretty impressed by them.
We had no idea we'd sell out that quick. I mean, we bought a lot of them, and we've got them coming in several other colors now, too. So but that thing was amazing. As soon as one comes in, I'll give you one to try it.
All right.
Instead of twitching it on the side like you do a mirror lure, you twitch with an upward motion, so you get that chased out of the grass, going the hide grass effect, and it works
good.
Yeah, and you can throw it in a couple of feet of water, no problem.
Cool.
But getting back up, we're going around PGI canals. What were we doing there?
Well, PGI canals got a lot of juvenile tarpon in it. Mangrove snapper bite's been pretty good. The snooker's starting to move around a whole lot. And then
a lot of jacks.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Tons of jack revals. There's nothing funner than, you know, 8-10 pound jack on 10-pound test, you know, like a medium action spinning rod. They're a lot of fun.
The best pulling fish in the world. There's nothing pulls as hard as a jack.
They're a lot of fun to catch.
When I was on the charters, I'd always say, okay, if one person hooks up, we'll go chase it down. If 2-3 people hook up, once everybody breaks off but the last one, we'll go get that fish. You know, because chance of landing all those fish. Now this braided line didn't exist back then,
right?
So, you know, we were fishing with 10 pound mono, and you just waited and somebody gets spooled and somebody else gets broke off, and then you go get the last one left.
Mm-hmm.
There was just no way to stop them. So anyway, there's some black drum back there.
Some black drum, some mangrove snapper.
Amazing snook fishing in PGI.
Yeah, the snook fishing has been off the chain.
I would say probably the best snook fishing in the state is in the canals in PGI right now. I mean, it's just amazing. And going up the Peace River, we got tarpon up there. We got
tarpon.
Big snook, big redfish, a lot of little redfish.
Yeah. A lot of gar starting to move around too. A few Spanish mackerel around the bridges. Especially up around 75 with some silver trout and some whiting. Kind of a mixed variety of stuff there.
See, I'm being nice and to you, Brian. I keep picking up my smokes and putting them back down. Picking them up, putting them back down.
See, I appreciate
I'm being,
that.
I'm being good to you.
Thoughtful.
You know, the sand sushi trestles, holding some nice snook up in there, along with some juvenile tarpon, a few black drum on the smaller side, which is nice. And then
there's also a couple monster fish up there you can't stop. Yeah. I don't care what you're going to take up there. Pick any rod, any reel, unless it's like a 130-pound Dacron and an international 130, I don't think you're going to stop those fish.
Right.
I can't slow them down. I get railed.
Right.
So... I have no idea what they are. It makes me nuts and reminds me why I love living here. How often do you go out and you're just going to go to this place and all of a sudden you can't stop them, you can't slow them down. It's just pull, 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 zip, 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 bang, and they're gone. And there's no way to tell what the heck it is. You can guess forever, but...
Probably Goliath grouper.
I mean...
That would be kind of my guess, too.
It could be a Goliath. It could be huge snook.
I was going to say either that or snook with stripes on him about that thick.
You never know.
Got barnacles on his back.
Yeah.
There. Getting back into Port Charlotte to canals, I know the snapper bite's pretty good. There's still a little bit of trout ladyfish up in West Spring Lake.
Yeah. Still some trout up in there. Some baby tarpon snook are starting to move out of the canals and starting to head towards the mouths. A few incidental redfish, most of them been undersized, but a few legal size ones. Still some sheep's heads starting to move, you know, they're starting to move out of the canal, so at the entrances there again, starting to be pretty good for those guys. Oddball black drum, a few whiting at the mouths of those canals too, especially right there around the beach complex area. And then over right at the... What's that? The northwest corner there, I guess, of the Port Charlotte Beach Complex, going up in the Ackerman and the Manchester Waterway. Some phenomenal snook fishing if you're willing to just kind of slow troll through those canals with an incidental big jack and a couple trout here and there. Been pretty good over there.
And then getting around to Hog Island, one of my favorite places in the world to fish is Hog Island, the mica cutoff part of it.
Right.
Actually kind of surprised it's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah. One day it's been really good and the next day very, very quiet. Snook and redfish up inside there, scattered throughout the whole thing, but it is there again, like you said, it's very hit or miss. One day it's phenomenal and the next day it's
hang on
crappy.
A minute, Robert. Captain Brian Ball, thank you so much for helping us with the fishing report today. You're on a charter. Where are you headed today?
Placida.
Out to Placida?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What's the game plan?
Game plan today is just try not to get beat up too bad in this wind. We're gonna focus. I got some people that are looking to get some fish to eat, probably some trout, a few redfish, maybe, you know, one or two snook if we get lucky. I don't think bait's gonna be real cooperative. It's probably gonna be
on
shrimp.
On the other side over by Dog Island, there's been some.
Yep.
And right along the channel parallels the causeway. But if you get up underneath the first channel in from Gasparilla,
mm-hmm.
Some nice Spanish mackerel right up underneath there. Mm-hmm. You got some good snapper bite in the deep hole itself. Yeah, that thing's dying over there. And I think that's what's killing my computer. I got to replace all that. But we have, there's been some decent sheephead. But if you work those docks on the inside of the island, you can catch a few black drums, some nice big sheephead.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
Not all bad.
No, we'll get it done.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I actually know you're going to get it done. Brian Ball, great fisherman and just really, really nice guy. So, anyway.
Pretty handsome, I mean, too.
Oh, yeah. Just a pretty fella.
Pretty.
Yeah, you just pretty fella there. Just handsome man. I got to tell you. I'm just proud to know you, Brian.
Thank you.
Proud to know you. Nice young man. You know, nice to see a young man doing well in business here in Port Charlotte.
Y'all have a good day. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you, Brian. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay. Anyway, it's great having friends.
Absolutely.
I'm just, you know, as we run such a professional show, people walk by and they're looking at us going, why are these guys sitting back there in this room like this? Now, mind you, the room is not a 8x10 little cluttered up mess. No. This is a... You know, we have
soundproofing.
Leno
everything.
Would have been proud to work out of these studios. I mean, the massive, the studio audience. There's hundreds of people out there. Yes, Anyway, back up. We were doing Hog Island, so that puts us at Eljo Bean.
Yep, Eljo Bean has been... Daytime's been real wishy-washy, kind of like the Myacker Cutoff. One day it's good, and the next day it's crappy. But the actual trestle itself at night has been doing really good with some nice big snook, some really big trout, oddball redfish and mangrove snapper, but it's mainly been, seems to be the nighttime has been the most productive.
I got to tell you, I think I'm going to start adding a couple of these, you know, black ants into my coffee each morning. It does add to the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a few black ants in the coffee cup, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's you know, gives a whole new meaning, you know, adds protein and vigor to your coffee. Coming up out of the Hog Island, getting towards the 14-foot hole, we've had some sharks, a little bit of cobia there. Over in the Hog Island side, you're looking at some redfish. If you stay in out in about 3-4 feet of water, you can find some trout, maybe some pompano.
A few bonnet heads.
Bonnet heads working out through there. Heading down the west side, Trout Creek, all the way down through to Cape Hayes. Nice redfish. I mean, not a lot. But
not great numbers, but quality.
When you find the fish, the further north you get, you're going to find probably more redfish. But most of them are smaller with a keeper mixed in. As you get closer to Cape Hayes, not as many numbers, but more steady with the keeper size slot fish.
Right.
Going out along the Cape Hayes Bar, pompano, trout.
Spanish mackerel, bluefish, bonnet heads. Kind of a very mixed gamut of fish out there on top of the bar there.
Mixed bag of sharks and all the rest of that stuff. Actually pretty good. Everything from black tips to bonnets to, you know, oddball little hammerheads. I mean, we've heard all kinds of stories of Cape Hayes Bar. Great place if you're going out with family. You can find a real mixture of things to go to. And getting up in Turtle Bay, just kind of loaded redfish scattered everywhere.
Yeah, they're out on the flats and the deeper potholes around those fish shacks. Same way with the trout. The snook have started to move out towards the entrance a little bit more. The backside of Gallagher's Cut, all heading up towards the Eagle's Nest there along that whole shoreline, has got quite a few fish.
Like Josh says, though, to get into Gallagher's Cut, you almost got to go spend the night.
Yeah.
If you don't sleep out there, you're probably not getting a parking spot.
Yeah.
it's
a small little tiny spot, but it can be so super productive.
I mean, the jacks, the snook, all the fish that are in it, you know, I would recommend getting there about 4 a.m. to get a spot.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Going through, there's a lot of big snook over by the Eagle's Nest in Turtle Bay. Then getting over into Bull Bay, we got snook back by the clam lease, all through the islands back there, mixture of redfish and snook. Some decent trout, big ladyfish still up inside of them, Bull Bay.
Yeah. The sheep's head have started to move out of there too, so you're starting to see little patches or little schools of sheep's head moving out of there on both the north side and the south side. Especially around some of those clam fields, and then right there at the entrance of Bull Bay, seems like they're real concentrated around that little oyster patch right there on the left as you go in.
And then oddball pompano still out towards the mouth of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get between those sandbars, you know, they got those long bars that come out from the shore there, and you got little patches of pompano working in there. Getting around the corner up under the Tailing Flats, Gasparilla Sound, Devilfish Key, Sandfly area up in there.
There's been a mixture of bait there, hit or miss, but because of that hit or miss factor, it's been bringing in those Spanish and bluefish and trout and reds and little sharks. You know, kind of a mixed bag of stuff if you just want to drift around out there on those flats. It's been pretty consistent, you know, nothing major big, right, but steady.
On the ICW, you're still looking at bluefish, Spanish mackerel, right along through the ICW. Some nice shark fishing along the ICW right now.
Absolutely.
Getting up back around Gasparilla Island on the backside. Still black drum, some sheephead on the docks, redfish moving in, and many, many snook coming out.
Yeah, the snook are just, they're moving out of every one of those canals and out of the rivers and stuff, and you're getting them from Lemon Bay all the way from us. So it's kind of amazing how many fish you're seeing, and if you don't see them there in the morning, they're there in the afternoon because they're just moving around a lot, getting ready to stage up for that spawn.
So anyway, it'll
probably be that way for the next month.
We're gonna skip kind of over Placida, kind of cover that a little bit, and go up to Lemon Bay. What's going on in Lemon Bay?
Lemon Bay is starting to go through a major transition right now, so your trout are starting to move out a little bit closer towards the intercoastal channel itself. They're staying out there in that 4 to 6 feet of water. Most of the guys are doing better drifting. The mouths of all the canals throughout there have got some nice snook in them, a few trout, and some pretty decent mangrove snapper. The redfish are still under the docks, but it seems like they're favoring one particular dock. You hit 7 or 8 docks, nothing, and then you'll hit one dock and you'll get 6 to 5 redfish.
Tiger sharks on the beach.
Tiger sharks on the beach.
Black tip sharks on the beach. Sandbar sharks on the beach. Bull sharks on the beach. Ah, the beach, the sharks. It's all happening right now on your local beach. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to be a swimmer right now.
I can't help it. I had to get something in.
Hey, I like it. That's good stuff. You know, there's been a variety of sharks moving up and down the beach, both during the daytime and the nighttime.
It's not thick enough for me to play the theme music yet, but it was still fun.
Oh, absolutely.
But
yeah, you know, it's worth giving it a try. I mean, you don't have super high anticipation of numbers, but the quality is not bad at all. There's been quite a few whiting in Stump Pass and up and down the beaches all the way up to basically Venice.
Venice, I hear, has got a good Spanish mackerel population, snook population there at the jetties.
Yeah.
A lot of nice fish up the Venice jetties.
The jetties have been the most consistent between Venice and, or the jetties and Sharky's Pier. The jetties have definitely seemed to be a little bit more productive than the pier itself for some reason. Even with the Spanish, it's kind
of
odd.
Speaking of the Sharky's Pier, now they do pay for a license to make Sharky's so you can fish off of it.
Uh-huh.
That is the only pier around here that you don't need a license to be on.
Right.
Every other pier is just a regular old county pier, requires state license, all apply. The only other one now, we do have one in Boquilla where you can pay to go on the pier. It's a few bucks to get on and fish off the pier. Good fishing down there. And it is a pier where you can just pay by the day. And it's, I got to call down there and find out what it is.
Forget what it is.
It's just a few bucks to go down and fish for the day down there. But it's a beautiful drive down there. There are a couple great restaurants right in there. You can really make a nice day of going out to Boquilla. And you go down 41, go to Burnstow Road, make a right on Pine Island Road. When you hit stop sign on Pine Island, just make a right, go all the way to the end. It's on fishandfranks.com how to get there. But those are two pay piers in the area. But one's way north of us, one's way south of us. We don't really have those here.
Yeah. And the other drawback to Sharky's is that, you know, you go out there in the evenings and it's kind of the old Wild West at the very end. I'm just not real.
I wouldn't go out there without a billy club because, I'd be throwing people in the water.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing that people got to realize, don't hesitate to call the police.
Yeah.
You know, it's a city pier. The Game and Fish tries to do their best with it, but even then, they just can't keep an eye on it. But if you got a problem up there,
the only
with
thing
any
I love about
Sharky's,
it keeps them there. It's like we have an area here where people go tarpon fishing, and it's great. I will fight for the rest of my life to keep it open because it keeps all of them there.
Right, absolutely.
You know, it keeps all of them there. They don't come up in the harbor. They don't go to the beaches. We want them all there. Drifters, the big ones, the little ones, all that. They all need to stay there. It's perfect. It keeps them all in one spot so the rest of us don't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
And, I shouldn't say that, but it's true.
I
was thinking about that the other night. You know, everybody's going back and forth. I said, no, for God's sake, keep that area open. Let them all stay there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Keep them in one little spot and out of our way.
Leave the rest of us alone. We can do all our stuff up here in the harbor, out along the beaches. It's more fun.
Absolutely.
Anyway, back to a more lighter note, if such a thing can be said. What did we forget?
I think we kind of covered it.
The deep holes in the harbor, the reef?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Spanish mackerel, mangrove snapper, and sheep's head are doing pretty good at the reef. And I think because we're in that transition period that it is very hit or miss right now. The mangrove snapper have not moved on it in great numbers yet, but that could be any day now, especially coming off of this full moon. You expect to start to see some bigger mangrove snapper. Every year you get those 2 to 3 pound fish that move onto that reef in pretty good numbers. A lot of little incidental cobia. Same way with out in the 20-foot holes. The 20-foot holes have got a lot of Spanish mackerel, a few incidental sharks, bluefish, ladyfish, kind of a mixed gamut of stuff. But still, those Spanish mackerel are being really kind of odd out there in that 20-foot hole. They're preferring shrimp over a spoon.
You know, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the consistent theme with them for the last month. You know, they are hitting the spoons, but
and if you're taking kids out, give them popping corks.
Yeah, give them a bobber, put it about 3 feet under the water,
and let them pull it and splash it as much as they want.
Yep. You know, and that's been about the most unusual thing, I'd guess, this year with the Spanish is how they've actually been finicky. I mean, last year it was the jacks that were acting silly in the canals and wouldn't take hardly anything. Now this year it's the Spanish mackerel that just would prefer the shrimp 5-1 over a spoon.
And
it's kind of strange.
About four weeks ago or something, you couldn't get one on a shrimp. If you weren't throwing a lure, they weren't hitting it.
Yeah.
And it goes along with you got to adapt to what the fish want, not how you want to fish for them. And
exactly. Just because it worked for you last week doesn't mean it's going to work for you this week.
Change and adapt constantly, because that's the key to consistency in Florida. Is 1 week you've all the fish are hitting this week, you know, they're doing this and this and this, and then the next week everything changes, every front goes through. That's what's all hard about this report, is we're doing it right as a front is hitting us.
Right.
And hopefully it's not going to be that big a front, and boy, do we need some ant killer. I'm sorry, I'm just looking, my board is, you know, I'm going down buying tarot today. You know, this is it.
Got a few of them around, huh?
Yeah, I've never had them go in my coffee. You know, I see one here or there, but this is nuts. I mean, maybe it's the rain bringing them in.
Might be.
You know,
it's a change of the weather and everything else. I've got those little sugar ants all over the house making me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this is nuts. I've never seen it like this back in the office. And you would think this would be the place they would come, because I'm a disaster. You know, right. I'm really a wreck. And this
plenty
is the
of
last,
hiding places here.
Yeah, this is the last vestige of the wreck of Frank in this little room. And I'm sorry, in our monster studios. And anyway, it's just been kind of a crazy day. I don't really think we forgot much. If we did, you know, kind of let us know. If you have a place, we're working on getting more reports from Estero Bay and down in there. I'm trying to contact a few people to help us with those fishing reports. It's going to be a lot easier once I get my phone hooked up to all this.
Well, and don't hesitate to call up here or send an email. If you're from down in that area, absolutely call us. Send some emails. We'd like to hear.
And I think I'm actually getting the emails now. I was getting less than half of my emails. I know that because usually every day I get 60 junk mails. I was getting 5 and a couple emails here and there. I don't know when we switched, something was wrong. I've had, you know, 2 computer people look at it and they seem to think now everything's right and I'm getting all my emails. But I had about a month there where I didn't get the emails. I don't know what happened. It's cyber goofy. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway. A very congested Frank, yep, and a overly sick Robert. We got to put this little boy, send him home, make him go to sleep. Little boy needs his rest.
Curl up like a little burrito and sweat it out.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good idea. I think we're going to get you out of here, get you home. And I think that's pretty much.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't.
I know you just hate me.
You come up with the goofiest stuff.
Can't help it.
Skipping stones, you feel fresh.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
You know, I don't know why, but that's what I got for a ringtone for you.
This one?
This is your ringtone.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Wow.
I don't know. I hear this. I just think of Robert. And you're like the most monster fish. You're not even interested if they're not 100 pounds.
Unless it's bait.
Yeah. Your bait's 5 pounds. I don't know why I do that.
I like it. It's like blind tarpon. Got to have fun with it.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, that's Robert over there in the chair. This is Fish and Frank over here. And this was a early morning radio fishing. And it was nice of Brian Ball to stop by.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I mean.
And thanks to all the customers that helped support us before and after the sale. And all of the pirate crew that helped out and busted their butt. We're very lucky, blessed, and I know it busts our butt on all directions to make it.
I've said it a thousand times. It's not about me, and it doesn't matter what I do and don't do. I have, you know, the relationship with a lot of these factories to get the people to come here, but I'm not the one that gets to come back 2, 3, 4 years in a row, and this year every single person has to come back next year. That's all about you guys. The nicest people on the planet come through this door. They're intelligent. They ask nice questions. They're very patient. I just don't know how we got lucky enough to get that type of clientele, and every manufacturer comments on them. The people that come through here are literally they have no idea where we find them. And it just staggers my imagination, because I might be able to get them here once, but I'm not the one that gets them to come back. It's not me. It's the customers that come in. They just are absolutely amazed. They say, where do you find these people? And I said, I don't know. They find us, you know?
And without a doubt.
The luckiest store on the planet, because the customers are great, and we've had, you know, with what went on that day, we've had a lot of mistakes. We've been fixing everything and trying to make sure everything gets worked out and all that. The greatest thing in the world is, including in these mistakes, were people that we just for some reason didn't charge for something and have come back and said, hey guys, you didn't charge me for this. We've had people that we've overcharged, unfortunately, and we've been fixing all that kind of stuff. But once again, it falls back to literally the greatest clientele of any store ever. You guys make it absolutely wonderful to work here every day and come in when you're so tired you can't hardly move. Your feet hurt so bad you don't want to walk. And then these people are coming in with these great stories, and it just
makes it all worth it.
It's the greatest place. I don't know how we got so lucky, but we are. And thank you guys. And enough crazy garbage here. I'm all done. I gotta go sit down. I'll see you guys later. Have a good one.